Dear Shooter, it's getting hard to keep up with all the festivities. Like, we barely took down our anti-Elon Musk decorations, and now we're scrambling to put up our anti-ICE flags. But the Facepalm of the Week award goes to the Norfolk, Nebraska Police Department for arresting 81-year-old Norma Wilbur for counter-protesting PETA's Hell on Wheels truck. No, kids, you can't make this shit up.
But they did state that when these guns are put together with different pieces or whatever, it's like an organ transplant.
Yeah, no. I got an F in shooting once.
It's a perishable skill.
Quitting?
Yes. My favorite death threat I ever got, the guy left his email address on.
He's just going to make it rain in Spanish, that's all.
Here's 20 cents. Wow, you need to make
clip
that
on. It's not a strap on.
2 weeks for all that? That isn't training, that's camp.
You couldn't read a brochure on all that shit in that time.
Prepare to enter the space where nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, and offensive conversation is encouraged. Welcome to the Dear Shooter Podcast and your hosts, Jason Wilson, Brandy, and Jason Croteau.
You know, I think it says a lot about our society when LA is on fire and we're arresting 81-year-old women for protesting PETA.
Okay, and as far as I know, the story I read, she was the only one protesting.
No. Well,
against PETA, so PETA was probably...
Well, PETA had what they call their Hell on Wheels truck, and it's a truck that they drive around, and the back of this thing's full of pigs, which I find ironic because it's open in the back. They're caged, but it's open, and Norfolk, Nebraska is not a cool place, and pigs get sunburns. So, to me, I'm seeing PETA abusing pigs.
Have you ever tried to put a pig in a truck?
No.
They don't like to go.
No.
It's kind of like humans in rail cars.
Right.
They have a kind of a vague idea what's about to happen. And so, yeah, you kind of have to abuse them just a little bit to get them motivated to go up the ramp.
Right.
So, them actually loading pigs into a truck is humorous to me.
The whole thing. But so what all happened? So they were, PETA was going to come and they were going to protest a barbecue restaurant. It's called Black Cow Fat Pig.
And they delivered the pigs?
Well, that was my first thought. Why not? why else would they bring the truck full of pigs, right? So this Norma Jean Wilbur caught wind of this and started texting, emailing, calling all of the farmers and ranchers that she knew in the area. And when PETA showed up, there wasn't an open parking space available in front of this restaurant.
Wait a second. Let's back up a couple steps. Her name's Wilbur?
Yeah.
Like her last Charlotte's name. Web Wilbur? Yeah.
That was
well,
her last
that's
name.
A pig.
So when she finally got to the protest, there wasn't a parking space to be had. So what I'm understanding is that she double parked, and she was, I don't know if she was yelling at PETA or what was going on, but she is facing charges of obstructing a police officer, 2 citations for impeding traffic, and unnecessary noise.
I want to know about the noise.
Yeah, I do too. The story that I read is kind of vague on the details. Like
she's 81 years old.
Yeah, I don't know how unruly she can get, but I did see. I watched the video of the arrest, and she's in this little kind of, you know, black dress, and she's got a big sun hat on, and she's got it tied so the wind doesn't blow it away, and she's got and the arresting officers are escorting her to the police car with her walker.
Oh, she's in a walker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're talking massive threat here.
So Wilbur's not spry.
No. Nah.
not exactly impeding an officer's duties kind of surprise.
No.
So double parking's a ticket.
That's not impeding traffic.
Have you been to Norfolk, Nebraska? Impeding traffic, my ass.
Well, but one, you'd have to have traffic.
Exactly.
And two, you're in a parking lot. You can't impede traffic in a parking lot.
Well, I think that was the deal, was she was parked. From the video, it looked like she was parked in the driveway of the restaurant, so nobody could get in or out of the parking lot.
Interesting.
So that's probably where they got her on the impeding traffic.
Impeding traffic, no. Holding hostages, maybe. With her walker.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
And
I just find it completely hilarious that an 81-year-old woman gets arrested for this. First of all those allegations should have been maybe a ticket, maybe a warning, but they're going to put her under arrest.
So who's pressing charges in this deal?
From what
police department?
Yeah, from what I understand, yeah, it's the police department.
She must have threatened to call his mom.
Probably, because one of the arresting officers, I was kind of wondering, I was like, did your mother know where you're at?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, PETA should be proud of themselves. They delivered pigs to the barbecue joint.
Right.
And they got a senior citizen arrested.
Barbecued pigs, like he said, in the sun in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Yeah. I mean, this time of year, it does get it warm in Norfolk.
So, yeah, there's your facepalm of the week award.
Well, that arresting officer is probably getting an accommodation.
Sadly. You know, this is...
For what? Oldest person ever arrested?
Well, this
most
is...
Most action he's seen all week?
Oh, my God.
And Wilbur's action.
I mean, that walker.
Wow.
I'm sure that, you know, there's probably walker porn out there somewhere. Ask your daughter.
God, help us if it's 81 years old. Really?
There's things I don't need to know.
No.
Either.
No.
But I had made a comment when we first started talking about this, because Brandy told me about this, and I'm like, you know, what does it say about our society when, you know, you've got L.A. and other cities in the country under massive riots and protests? They're on fire. They are being destroyed.
That are actually violent, not in a walker.
Right. And this is who gets arrested. This is like the lead.
Well, I mean, they didn't bring the National Guard or the Marines into Norfolk, Nebraska.
That would have been fucking hilarious. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
But you're right. As a society, this is not who we think we are. It's not who we say we are. But sadly, if you pay attention, it is who we are.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, maybe this kid you said looked really young. Maybe it was his first arrest ever. Training wheels, walker.
Well, control and custody should not have been a challenge.
No, but there was three officers that were in this arrest.
Maybe well, she's more spry than we think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it was all the excessive noise.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, turning our attention to L.A., what a train wreck.
It's a slow-motion dumpster fire of a train wreck, and the more you look at it, the worse it gets. The undocumented came out in mass. So the police showed up to try and show some sort of control, and they said, I don't think you will, and started throwing shit.
Mm-hmm.
The police did nothing.
Because they're not allowed to.
I get it. They were told to stand down and maintain presence.
Right.
So they're allowed to get abused.
That's what the order implies, yes.
I suggest everybody in California move to Florida.
Doesn't want them.
Yeah, Florida can't take that shit.
Did you hear DeSantis and his sheriff?
I did.
They're like, if an angry mob is in the middle of the road, don't worry about it, floor it, run them over. It's better than you getting taken out.
If you throw something at us that hurts one of our officers, you'll be going to the morgue.
Right.
We will kill you dead.
And
I was like, damn, all right.
Yeah, and Florida gets it. Florida understands that a mob is in of itself a deadly weapon. You know, we were talking about this During the Rittenhouse trial, you know, an angry mob is a deadly weapon.
But isn't this the sign of the cities? So L.A., their police officers have really no jurisdiction. They just have a cute little outfit, right?
Well, it's...
But Florida's law enforcement, they have things they can do. So who has fewer riots?
Well, Florida, obviously. But have you seen Florida? I mean, Florida's crazy.
Well, I don't want to take too much away from the law enforcement officers in L.A. They're put in a really bad situation. On a 9-to-5 daily, they probably see more bullshit just due to the populace that they're submerged in.
But they're not allowed to do anything about it.
They're not allowed. And that's a top problem, not a officer problem. But the fact of the matter is you got folks standing in the streets, burning it down, waving a foreign nation's flag. Last time I checked, that's an act of war.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the problem that the police officers have there is exactly right. It's a top-down problem. It's Gavin Newsom and it's Karen Bass. It's their sanctuary city, sanctuary state policies that do not allow their officers to basically do anything if you're an illegal alien.
Right. And you know why that they all came about? Is they were trying to show the feds that they had state control and they were not going to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. It was a political thumb my nose until that actually came about and seen what's going on. And then they couldn't back crawl off of it.
Right. Well, if you look at Newsom and Bass and you look at their history, I mean, you are talking about, well, two idiots that have let L.A. burn twice in the last, what, 8 months? I mean, burn to the ground.
Yeah. And then they beg for FEMA dollars.
Right. And it's because they did not take the money that was appropriated for, you know, fire control and fire suppression and use it appropriately. They turned around and they spent it on illegal aliens.
And they saved that one fish in the reservoir.
Oh, yeah.
Like one fish.
Yeah.
Yep. I think some dude caught him later. But the whole point here is they think they want to be autonomous until it's time for them to have some damage. And then they beg for dollars to get things fixed.
Their damage is self-inflicted.
Absolutely.
All of it.
And, you know, you want to demonize Trump and nag on him about trying to be a king. He's not. He's trying to enforce federal law that already exists.
Well, and that's just it. And it was actually a conversation I got into in a class that I was teaching Saturday, because we were talking about, you know, gun laws and concealed carry and things like this. And the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, when a state signs up to be a state, they agree to the United States Constitution.
That's correct.
Right? And there's a supremacy clause. You don't get to override federal law as a state.
That's correct.
You know, somebody that's in the country illegally, okay, that's not a state issue. That is a federal issue. And what we've seen over the last 4 years is an invasion. We've talked about this before.
I think the numbers are staggering.
I've heard as many as 20 million.
That's a big number.
It's huge. You know, politicians were terrified of the NRA when the NRA boasted 5 million members.
That's right.
20 million in the last 4 years. And I think that's actually a low number.
Yeah, I think it's a very conservative number. It's still very big.
What's really scary about these riots is, and I think we've touched on this in other podcasts, but what we're really seeing now is rioting as a career. These guys are funded. We saw this, you know, this all came about, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, George Soros money. These people are paid. And they're being equipped now.
Well, I keep hearing the rumor that they're paid. And I hear your conjecture of like $800 a day and things like this. Then I hear rumors that they're being bussed in and they're not actually from the area. Do we have anything that actually corroborates or substantiates any of that?
Yes. There was a protest. It was an Antifa protest in Denver, actually. And they were bussed in. There was video of this.
Interesting. Okay.
A lot of the riots that happened in Baltimore over George Floyd, they were bussed in. And this is like I said, this is the Black Lives Matter, the Antifas, the you know, they're using the George Soros money through all of these non-government agencies that non-profits, most of them, except they are for profit. Look at Black Lives Matter. That was all that was theft for real estate.
Money laundering scheme.
Yeah, exactly. But now what they're doing is they're being supplied with tactical gear, including masks, shields, and other equipment to help them be better protected and more efficient thieves, rioters, arsonists, and violent criminals.
Damn. See, that's immortalized in print in the story you just read, because that rolled off your tongue like you were reading it.
Hey, I did just read that. This is a story from Truth About Guns.
Holy moly.
It's getting real over there.
Well, and you can say what you like about Truth About Guns, but the more I read it, the more they get right.
They do. They do get it right. It's one of those ones that I pretty much read every day. But, you know, back to the whole paid protest thing. You know, forget about paid or not paid. What we started seeing is command and control. There is now a tactic, and this was documented in an interview. And I apologize, I forget the gal's name. I'll look it up. But she was talking about, and she's one of these control people for these rioters. And she says what they do is they divvy everybody up into their groups. You know, the ethnic group or the transgender group or the gay group or this group or that group, and they will form kind of a circle. And what they'll do is they'll get one group to start agitating and start becoming violent and start doing this. And they do this in conjunction with the media, because they'll go over and they'll start something with an officer. And then all of a sudden, here comes CNN to turn the cameras on right about the time the officers turn around and lay the smackdown on the rioter. And that's what everybody gets to see. But then as soon as that starts happening, they'll quiet that group down and they'll get another group over here to start agitating and start causing problems. So the police don't really know where to mass.
So it's organized chaos.
It is.
So if we're really truly talking about paid rioters, somebody that's paid to go do a criminal activity, if we can get our grubby little mitts on where the money's coming from, I think that has legs for RICO charges.
I don't disagree.
And that has teeth in it. Because each payment is a separate charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if they're bust in, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yep. And I think Trump was right to, he federalized the National Guard. Now he's sent into the Marines. And I think he was right to do it, because California has proven over and over and over that they are completely ineffective at quelling these riots and being able to keep the peace. And it's not because the police are incapable, it's because they're not allowed. And we saw what happened in 2020, the riots over George Floyd, and Trump was president then. And he was really kind of handcuffed by a lot of these governors. I don't think he's not going to let this fly this time. And he shouldn't.
But I said it when we were looking at election time. If Trump wins, it'll be great for the country from a constitutional standpoint, from a Republican standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be horrible in the fact that cities are going to burn.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already seen this. We're not, 200 days in? Barely?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, called that one.
Well, we knew it.
What's next? Who's next? Where's the city? So pick a sanctuary city. They're top of the list.
Right.
Because he is deporting people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they yell and scream about it being kidnapping. Well, words matter, folks. Get it right. When was the last time a kidnapper took you home?
Right. I think it's funny as hell, because they sit there and they go, well, you're tearing apart families because their child was actually born in the United States. Well, that doesn't make them a citizen. You know, we talk about the whole anchor baby thing. Well, the that law was written after the Civil War so that freed slaves, when they had children, their children would automatically be citizens. It was never supposed to apply to an immigrant.
But it's here, and it does apply. It shouldn't, but it does.
Well, and that's because it's been perverted.
Correct. As most of them do.
Yeah.
So we have to change that law, which means we've got to elect better people that have balls enough to do things like that.
Well, what needs to happen is I think there needs to, and it is probably something that's going to have to go to the Supreme Court, that they affirm what that law actually said. Or at this point, we could probably just do away with it. I don't think we have any more freed slaves that are having kids. I mean, we're on, what, 4, 5, 6 generations past at this point?
Yeah, I think we're past most generational slavery, mm-hmm. If not all. I do question some of the Filipino immigrants that work for some of the Chinese. I think there's a slavery component there.
I think you're absolutely right. And you're never going to eliminate it.
No, but when we talk about traditional slavery, we're talking about African-American slavery.
Agreed.
We forget to talk about the Irish slavery.
Uh-huh.
We forget to talk about the Italian slaveries. So slavery is a very broad but very specific term.
Yeah, and it's too broad of a subject to really delve into in this show.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, that's something we can delve into at some point, but probably not today. But I don't know. But to my point, their big screaming argument is, oh, Trump is separating families and he's breaking them up because he's deporting the parents, but the kids still didn't. No. We're seeing a lot of them that are self-deporting and taking their kids with them, making a parental decision. It has nothing to do with, citizenship.
I'm glad you brought up parental decisions. There's a gal suing LAPD because her baby, an 18-month-old baby, got tear gassed at the riot.
What is an 18-month-old doing at a riot?
Mama took her. So, yeah, this is the level of bananas that our society has devolved into.
Mm-hmm. I have little hope.
That's the reason aliens lock their doors when they drive by Earth.
No kidding. But, I always find that argument funny. And the reason I find it funny is because, let's say I go out and I get arrested for drunk driving and I have to go to jail. Well, my daughter doesn't get to go to jail with me. She doesn't get detained with me. We break up families all the time.
Well, it's because parents do dumb shit all the time.
They do. Well, sometimes kids do dumb shit. But either way, you don't punish the entire family. You punish the criminal.
The one who did the act.
But that's you're breaking up a family. So why are we not crying rivers of tears over that? But now all of a sudden we are over illegal immigrants.
But nobody cried those rivers of tears when Clinton did it.
No, or Obama.
Nope. Yep.
Obama deported more people than Trump has in this term.
I agree.
But the thing about it was, this should come as no surprise. This is what Trump campaigned on. This is what we voted for, which tells me the American people want it.
He's doing exactly what I hired him to do.
Yeah, agreed.
And he's yet to take a penny for the job.
Right?
I have a hard time arguing with that.
I can't argue with it. But let's be right back, and we're going to shift gears.
Beans, bullets, Band-Aids, and booze. While everyone forgets about the last one, 10th Mountain has you covered. With a range of whiskey, vodka, and cordials, you're sure to find just the right spirit for your next adventure. Just remember to flip up your nods before you take a sip. Now shipping orders to nearly every US state so you can get in on the awesomeness. Enter Dear Shooter at checkout for 15% off your order. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company. Whiskey worth fighting for.
Are you fed up with paying premium prices for mediocre performance? It might be time to up your game with Lucid Optics. Lucid Optics delivers world record-setting performance without breaking the bank. From long-range precision, hunting application, and the first-ever reflex optic in blue, your mission won't be compromised. Lucid Optics are built tough as nails for the most demanding situations, using ED shot glass to ensure your view is crystal clear and backing it up with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, ask your dealer or go to lucidoptics.com. Lucid Optics. On target, under budget.
So I saw today that Iran is begging all of, basically all of the Arab countries to tell Trump to have Israel stop the war.
Wait. Iran's begging the Arab countries to tell the President of the United States to ask Israel to stop it.
Yep.
Where in that is a credible stepchild that would the president would listen to?
I don't know, but sources told Reuters that Tehran has asked Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Oman to press President Donald Trump to use his influence on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and push for an immediate ceasefire. In return, Iran would show flexibility in nuclear negotiations, said the two Iranian and three regional sources.
How about they just abandon their nuclear ambition?
And that's the problem. There's no negotiating for flexibility here. It's either you stop it or we're going to let Israel wipe you off the map.
We've been here before with them. They have tried to flex this infinitesimal muscle more than once. And the region says, we don't want you to do this.
Yeah.
That makes you a bad neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the United States bombing them.
No, it's Israel.
It's Israel.
And doing it smart, too. I'll tell you what, I'll hand it to the Israelis for the way they fight a war. With the initial attack, and this was, I think it was Friday, they had managed to hack in to the cell phones of Iranian nuclear scientists, a bunch of the, like, their generals, their military head guys, get them all in one place, and then bombed it. Killed them all.
All right.
I mean, and they've taken out two of their nuclear facilities. There's one left intact.
Well, they might resolve this problem for the rest of the world.
I think they will. And Netanyahu's flat out said, we're not stopping.
Why would he?
And they shouldn't.
They don't want to have this fight again next year.
No.
And that's the whole point. When you start a war, finish it.
Well, look, I think a lot of this goes back to the October 7th attacks. You know, Hamas is funded by Iran, and everybody knows it. So the October 7th attacks was Iran by proxy.
Well, if you look at the propaganda coming out of that region, it flat out says funded by Iran.
Right. And of course, everybody's up in arms. And, we got to stop, you know, the Israelis, they're so bad. Everybody wants to blame Israel, but I think it's funny when they try and make reference to the Russia-Ukraine war. Let's look at that for a second. Russia and Ukraine. Putin is Putin. I have no love for the man. Zelensky's an idiot. But the thing about that war, Putin wants land.
He wants the resources.
Yeah, well, he wants the resources. He wants a deep water port. And it's strategic defense because all of these countries are jumping on the NATO bandwagon. And they're on his border. So, yeah, I get it. Like, he's looking for the resources. He's looking for the land. Iran and Israel. Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map.
Several others.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Iran wants to instigate a second Holocaust.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a safe place on the planet from a dirty bomb, from a flat-out nuclear war bomb, if Iran had the capability.
Right.
So this can't happen. And I'm glad Israel stepped up and, as a good neighbor, said no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and look at Israel's situation. They are literally surrounded by enemies.
Yeah.
Every country that surrounds them wants them gone.
That's true.
And this has been going on for 40 years.
Well, if you kind of look back further than that, you can trace multiple conflict in that area for 900 of it.
Well, yeah.
And the same piece of ground has been fought over for that time frame. It didn't matter who owned it, right, or who held it at the time. Then somebody else wanted it.
Well, even further back than that. I mean, you're talking back to biblical times. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we talk about it. And it's weird because if you look back, like early 70s, Iran was a pretty modern country and actually relatively liberal. Women went to school. They didn't have to wear burqas, and they didn't have to wear the hoods, and they didn't have to do all this until the mullahs took over. And then they brought in their radical Islamic ideals, and it's been a shithole ever since. But I do agree with you. I'm glad Iran's handling this. I don't think we should get involved other than, you know, support our neighbors, support our allies.
Well, careful support. I don't think it needs to be managed with U.S. munitions. I think there's political support. There is supply chain support, mm-hmm. outside arms that could most definitely sway the tide for other countries to get involved. I just don't think putting missiles and rockets and that kind of stuff in their hands to enable them in that way helps us.
I don't think we need to. I think Israel's just fine in that department, but you know, political support for sure. And honestly, I don't think any other countries really need to get involved other than moral support. I think Israel's got this.
Well, of course they do. If they're asking for the Arab nations to ask Trump for help, that's an indicator that they're not convinced that they got it.
No.
So Israel's got it in hand.
No. Now, Iran did manage to get a missile strike into Israel. It killed 42.
Okay.
All civilians. That's the thing that sucks. I mean, at least Israel strikes. Yes, they have killed some civilians. But they're urging people to try and get out of Tehran.
Well, you pick a fight. At some point, you're going to get hit.
Right.
And that's all that was. I mean, it sucks that it was civilians. But that just shows you the character of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the nature of war. You pick a fight, you're going to get hit.
That's right. And, you know, but I think overall, Israel's been very, very strategic in their strikes.
As they should be.
So, well, I mean, I hope this is over quickly. I'm really hoping Iran starts crying uncle here by, like, the end of the week. Sounds like they're already headed that direction.
I think they're just small enough to not have it take very long.
No. No, and if they've only got, you know, one nuclear facility left, you know, Israel's going to take that out.
And then what are we fighting over at that point?
You're not. Other than it might be time to depose the government, you know. But the Iranians are going to have to do that. And, you know, and it sucks because we had a chance, and Obama screwed that up.
Oh, yeah. Among other things.
You know, we may not have had this problem had Obama given support to the protesters in Iran, and that was, what, 12 years ago now? So, you know, politics, you know, we look at things, and of course, everybody's, you know, instant gratification, and it has to be over right now and make the decisions, and we're going to argue about the minutia right now, but a lot of times these decisions have much broader consequences later on down the road. So, hopefully.
That whole area. Jeez, oh, Friday. So that'll be what, East Afghanistan next then?
Maybe. We're going to put up what we call it, the Sinai Wall.
That's a big damn wall. That makes the German wall look tiny.
Right. So I guess at the end of the day, right, how do you navigate all of this as just, you know, a normal person? I mean, my first piece of advice is if you see a riot, go the other way.
Yeah, as a normal person, common sense dictates you take care of the one thing that matters to you. For me, that's my family. Hmm? Everything else will take care of itself. This is interesting and almost entertaining. Pay attention to it. But it's way over there.
For now. That's the scary part. And I my big thing is I really hope they can get a handle on this. And I'll be honest with you, I would not be surprised if we start seeing some federal indictments for Newsom, for Karen Bass, because they allow a lot of this.
You know, indict them. Nothing will happen. We've seen that with the Epstein list.
We have.
So federal indictments, why they sound really good, they're teethless.
All right. Well, and I guess, you know, Newsom's already dared him to come and arrest him. So
yeah, go get him.
You know, maybe. and look, people in California, I'm sorry, you voted for this.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you didn't, but the rest of the idiots did. And if you guys decide to make Kamala Harris your governor, God help you.
You get what you ask for.
You're going to get everything you deserved. I think we're going to see the first state actually go bankrupt and go under. And I'm not quite sure how that worked. Are states incorporated?
Yeah, they are. There's enough citizenry there that the feds won't let it happen. But she'll change.
I hope so. I don't know. Maybe the time has come that some of these, you know, you look at California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, you know, maybe it's time that they start, you know, facing up to the consequences of their actions.
It's been overdue for a long time.
You know, why is it our responsibility in Wyoming to send our tax dollars to bail these idiots out?
Well, it's because the second you submit a tax dollar, it becomes a federal dollar.
No.
And then it's up for grabs by, you know, whoever cries the loudest.
Right. And we all know who cries the loudest. You know, they firebomb Teslas and riot in the streets.
Yes, but they like him now.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
Because, well, he left Trump.
Well, he did his job. Now he's going back to run his companies.
Right. But they like him now. They hated him for, what, all of 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's something like that. And that gives you the mentality of the people that we're dealing with. Because 2 years ago, you know, everybody loved him, and they were wanting to mandate we all buy his vehicles.
That's right.
Then he started working with Trump, and now they all hate him and started burning all of his vehicles.
So it tells you their cause and their ideals don't matter.
No. And Andrew Wilkow says this, and it's the history of now, forget tomorrow or forget yesterday, because they do. They have the memory of a goldfish. And it's what, 3 seconds?
It's not very long.
You know, and I don't know, are they really that dumb to not understand that they're being used?
If they're emotionally driven, manipulation is easy. If they're logic driven, manipulation's much harder.
I guess, but I guess that's the scariest part about these riots and these mobs for me, is because they really truly are what the Russians would call the useful idiots.
That's right.
They're the fall guys. They're the frontline troops, but who's got their hand up their back controlling?
Dude, they're a total distraction.
Yeah.
Let's ask yourself, what's government doing right now while we look the other way?
I honestly, backing off of their immigration policy a little bit because it's hurting farmers and the hospitality industry.
I can totally see that.
And Trump went, okay, we're going to take another look at this.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
But
there are jobs in this country that U.S. citizens don't want.
Oh, yeah, and that's fine.
But they don't want to go without them.
Right. Well, you know, I like my cheap hotels.
I do, too. I totally do. I like my tomatoes. I like my fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
And make no mistake, that gets on the truck by folks who aren't supposed to be here.
I agree. Well, a lot of them, too, are. They're not green carded. They're not you know, citizens or whatever, but they have that temporary work permit to come up and pick strawberries.
Yeah, we,
and that's fine.
I worked with migrant labor growing up. They would come up and help hoe the beet fields and work the wheat fields, and I mean, they became family friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all legal and done right.
Right.
They were not citizens. They did not stay here.
Nope.
Some of them did, but they got sponsored and became citizens the right way.
Right.
And you take a minute and you talk to those folks about the folks that are coming here illegally.
Oh.
And their ear tips turn red, and they start saying words that aren't most decent. They despise the illegals.
Oh, yeah. Because they jumped the line. Yep. I went through all this work to do it right, and you're just getting it handed to you. Of course they're angry.
It's being cheated.
You know, and all of this all started when ICE was doing raids, and the ICE officers were covering their faces because Tren de Aragua has bounties out on ICE agents. They have a kill order on federal officers. And they have a history of murdering officers and intimidating their families. So, yeah, these guys should be hiding their identities, you know, and screw you politicians that are sitting there saying otherwise.
They're not in harm's way.
No.
And it's easy to armchair quarterback that until it's your family on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some of these Democrat politicians that are screaming about it need to start going on some ride-alongs and see what these ICE officers actually have to deal with.
And then sit in a situation room and listen to the chatter from the cartels.
Right.
Right instantaneously as that action's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It'll scare the shit out of you. Their communications are well evolved.
Yes. And a lot of that stuff's kind of hard because they've figured out cryptology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the cartels are even more sophisticated than some of the terrorist groups out there, which is how they got on their terrorist list.
They're 100 times better funded.
Oh, yeah.
They can hire whatever expert they want.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're sophisticated.
Well, I mean, all I can say is, you know, keep an eye on this situation. I'm hoping that it's not going to spread, but I think that's kind of a false hope because this is what Democrats do. We've seen this before.
And I'm making T-shirts for freeing Ms. Wilbur. Because, I mean, that's an unjust incarceration if I ever saw one.
I agree. Again, face palm of the week award. And I don't know. I feel bad for those officers, because they are probably never going to live this one down.
They got to live there.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. And that's a farming community. Those guys do have pitchforks.
And they know how to use
it. Yes, they do. So until next week, let's just keep blaming the 81-year-old rioter for being too loud.